Hey, what's up? Beast Place, August 20th, 2020. Part two of, like, I don't think it's a good idea to go to war with China. As you know, with my rambling, if you listen to the first one, it's like, man, was that really the theme? Yeah, that was the idea in my head. I should start with that sentence from now on. Like, whatever my starter sentence, you have an idea of what's going on, but whatever. So, I don't think we should go to war with China. What? How did you get there? Okay, so last ... was Hawaii after the Biden-Trump election, like, essentially secedes from the United States. And we want it back. And we're like, no. No. We're going to send ships and we're going to, like, surround you and we're going to, like, you can't do that. You're clearly part of America and da 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 da. And then while we're going, nuh-uh, China goes, yuh-huh, they're their own country. Wait, what? Yeah. They're their own country. And if you do anything to, like, try to get them back, we're going to blow you up. Like, oh. That's kind of what happened. During the Civil War in China and after the Second World War, there was a battle between communists and non-communists. It's not really capitalist. Non-communist doesn't really mean capitalist. It's just a lack of that particular ideology. So there's a civil war, and the losing side runs to Taiwan and then goes, this is our country, that's your country, F off. And the communist Chinese could not take it by force. Okay, that's all the detail I know. How, why? All right, so you get a country called Taiwan. It's even more so part of China than, like, because China's, it's Han Chinese. When you think of China, you're really, it's multicultural just like our country is. So diversity is their strength too. And they have, but the ruling people are Han Chinese. And it's very, in the United States, it's not as obvious. Like, the people that rule are trying to hide, you know? In China, they don't. In China, they're, like, very in-your-face about it. Like, they don't play games. They're like, we're it, shut up. And when, like, anyone goes, nuh-uh, they put them in camps. So it's worse. Yeah, it would be worse. But they view Taiwan as part of the, and we're like, no, you can't. But they're all the time, they're sort of like, they try to push the boundaries. They try to say, there's an international agreement that says, like, any country owns 12 miles of water outside of there. And then China's like, well, we didn't ever agree to that. We own 50 miles because they want to own the South China Sea because it's called the South China Sea. I mean, like, it gets to stuff like that. For instance, the Persian Gulf, in the military, always refer to it as the Arabian Gulf because our ally is Saudi Arabia. Persia is another word for Iran. Not exactly the same. Close enough. It's calling America versus United States or some whatever. Or, like, Republic of Ireland. So, Vice Ireland. So, China does that stuff all over the place. All right? And, like, all, you know, there's, the way I see it is, I think there's four basic empires currently, like, countries that even have a reasonable nuclear power / ability to project their intent and will upon neighboring countries to some degree. Number one, obviously, is, for lack of a better word, the Western or American Empire. But American Empire is not really great because while the America is the strongest individual component thereof and tends to play a strong leadership role, there's, like, the European Union is part of this. England was part of the European Union, kind of, but not fully. NATO, and then, like, Australia, Canada. I don't know how South America figures into this, really. It seems like they would be, like, light vassal states of the United States for the most part. You know, we see when they disagree with us, we blow them up. Central America, Venezuela, Cuba. Wow. I'm driving to, I already talked about it in part one, so I'm not going to belabor it, but I haven't really seen, I remember the last election, I didn't notice a lot of, like, campaign signs. Definitely not a lot of Trump stuff. I just saw this giant Trump sign on some businesses, like, thing. Wait, you know where my, I know this is an aside, I'll get back to it, but you, like, where my parents live, it's super strong Democrat area, and there's no, it's not contested, so you don't see a lot of, like, political signs. People don't bother. The activist types that would normally, like, canvas, they don't bother. This year, we went up there in July, it was just nothing, it was wall-to-wall Trump stuff for that area. Like, if you, I don't know what it is about boats, but if you go boating, and it's like you get a different view of the world, and there's just Trump stuff all over, driving around too, by the way, it's not like some weird thing where it's like, people that like the water like Trump. Anyway, so there's, you know, American Empire, NATO, EU, Russian Federation, right? Which, they have a competent military. Obviously, they have, militarily, you could say, like, oh, America would kill them. Really? Would we? In a conventional war? I don't know. I don't think we would. Maybe with the combined might of NATO against the combined might of, like, the Russian Federation, which, aside from Russia, you know, I mean, like, strategically, we've been pushing them back for a long time. I mean, we're in Ukraine. We're trying to take Ukraine for the NATO empire, as it were, or whatever. It doesn't have a name. That's part of its thing. Like, most empires in the past would be very forthright about, like, oh, well, we're trying to take Ukraine for, and it's, it doesn't even have a name. Like, the American Empire isn't regular. I'm making up these terms, right? It's like, we're nothing but lies, and it's not good. Anyway, Russian Federation, they have enough nukes where you can't, if they decide, the world ends. And then you have China, right? They have some nuclear capabilities, but not a tremendous amount. And then you have India, which India does, I don't know how much power projection India really has. It's a mess. I had to let an ambulance go by here. India is kind of a mess internally. But what they do have the ability to do is defend themselves. So they have nuclear weapons that they can use in a defensive manner. So you can't, while they may not be able to project power, to my knowledge, and I'm not, like, super knowledgeable about this, they do have the ability to, like, yeah, you can evade us, you'd probably win, but aside from that, every other individual country inside of those, or outside of those empires, I don't know where Africa sits in this, and, like, the United States is now actively involved in, it said 22 countries when I looked it up, I think it's like an Economist report. It left out Djibouti, so it's 23. And I know there's stuff in West Africa that, and I know some of, I do jujitsu with some of these guys that are deployed there, and they don't talk about it. They're like, oh, somewhere in West Africa. And I let it go because, you know, it's just, I understand how that works. But you can't talk about a thing, you don't want to talk about a thing. I let it go, but I mean, really, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. So I don't know. Maybe that's what we're trying to conquer them. I don't know what's happening there at all. I don't. Whatever it is, but we're involved. And going back to the point is like we're getting into these antagonistic fights with China, and I'm like, why are we suddenly in the middle of this coronavirus thing and like huge social empire-wide social unrest, right? So whatever these social antagonists, why would people have a Black Lives Matter protest in Finland? Because it's not about that. It can't be, right? Because why would a Finnish person be worried about what police are doing in the United States, let alone like a city they never heard of in the United States, right? Like, why would I get upset about what happened in a village in Finland? I don't. So that also implies like a weird, unseen, like something weird. I don't know. I've talked about this before. It feels like there's these like nebulous forces that act in ways that I can't predict, because if you don't know who they are, it's hard to understand what they're doing. You just see the act. You just see like what their public whatever, which is, anyway, there's all this stuff like, okay, now we're suddenly like kind of at odds with China. And you're like, yeah, dude, it's because that was like Donald Trump's like campaign stuff. The guy actually tried to like fulfill his campaign promises. He tried to like stop immigration, and he tried to like build a wall. It's just like he gets stopped. Like, I think that's just standard procedure for most presidents, right? They get in there and they'll get like maybe one thing. Like Barack Obama got Obamacare, and then it doesn't really feel like he got a whole lot of other things he really wanted. People were very disappointed in him. You know, a lot of my liberal friends were kind of like, what's up, dude? You promised us all this jazz and we get none of it. So what are you going to do? Like, I don't know. Anyway, back to the point. So suddenly we're like going to China and they're rattling sabers, and then you're seeing it pop up on like the fringe. I don't know what to call it. It's not fringe, but like implying, there's a lot of implications that like, oh, Trump wants to go to war with China because he's trying to like da da da, all these other reasons. And it's like, and why would we want to go to war with China? Okay, that's real bad. And China's doing this, and we're doing, you know, China's pushing back against our pushback against their what we view as unfair trade practices, and they're also pushing back against like some of their territorial disputes. They're kind of pushing against India and on their border in the Himalayas, where they're having like these little kerfuffles with their soldiers. You're like, okay. And then the United States is kind of the same. Like, we're not going to take it. And then we're doing that thing we do when we want to go fight someone, which we accuse them of civil rights violations. That's the pot calling the kettle black. What? Are you serious? We're having monstrous civil disobedience because of civil rights violations in the United States, perceived or real. So we're going to get to... And the other thing is like, well, we need to give... Look how they don't have freedom and they're getting da-da-da. And it's like, yeah, but it's the same scene in the United States. Like, look at Hong Kong and they're cracking down. Like, how's that much different? Like, in Hong Kong, the police try to stop the protesters. In the United States, the police try to like minimize the damage. What's the difference? That's them doing it, but we're doing the same thing. I mean, not maybe that's it's a matter. It's not a matter of what they're doing is different. They go about it in a different way. Maybe they're a bit more harsh. We're supposed to go to war over that? Oh, look what they're doing to this group and that group. Well, there's a lot of groups in the United States. It feels like they're systemically being oppressed. whether you believe that or not, they feel that way, or they say they do, right? It's impossible to know. I don't know. I can't read anyone's mind. And even if you do put a talking head, like, you know, does Black Lives Matter speak for all black people? No. So, but it's there. They're saying that. I mean, granted, we don't have concentration camps, but we have a lot of people in jail. It's not political crimes. It's totally different, but still. And then, oh, but look at their, like, they hate our freedom. Our freedom. Our First Amendment rights got taken away by corporations. So, we're supposed to have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, right? And that gets taken away by corporations that are like, we don't like your newscast, so we're just not going to advertise on it. So we're going to shut you down. We're going to shut you down. We're going to cancel you. Wait. We're supposed to be upset that China is like, has this oppressive society where they monitor everything. But we have the Patriot Act. And we have no-knock warrants. You can blast, if you get a judge to agree, you can just blast into someone's house, Breonna Taylor, and just kill your dog. Because you think there's a meth lab. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the address wrong. Dude, you're not delivering pizza, man. You're coming to my house with an assault rifle in the middle of the night. What do you think I'm going to do when I wake up in the middle of the night? I got an assault rifle pointing at me. You're not saying police. I'm going to shoot. And then you're going to kill everybody. And you'll be like, oh, whoops. What? Incorrect, sir. Incorrect. That needs to end today. Like right now, as I'm saying this, on August 20th, no-knock warrant should be a thing of the past. But they're not. People are rioting in the streets. We can't even get that simple thing done. Oh, we're going to end systemic racism. We are. We can't even get like a tiny policy change. But we're supposed to be upset because China is like, oh, look how repressive they are. Aren't they? Yeah, you're not allowed to say stuff against the government. And in that particular system, if you do power games with politics, you get arrested. Wait, I'm sorry. Did I say like if you piss off the wrong people politically, you get arrested and get sent to jail? We do that. Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Vince Foster, Ron Brown. Google those people. Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. Google that. See what happened to him. Oh, but they're corrupt. If you're part of the system, you get away with murder and you get away with everything you want. George Bush accused of war crimes. He's painting pictures in a ranch in Texas. Hillary Clinton, like, the director of the FBI said, yeah, she did things that were illegal, but she didn't mean to. And, are they trying to cross the street? No? Yes, no? And, all right, I just had, so I was stuck in a pretty medium difficulty accident. Cops were trying to cross the street. I got confused. I also didn't want to be talking to the mic as they, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not allowed to do that. Roger that. Okay, so how are, I mean, they're more, I guess China does it more. I'm not saying they're great. I'm just saying, like, we're accusing them of what we do. And now we're going to go to war because we're, at least in Vietnam, that wasn't the case. You did have freedom of speech in the United States. You sort of, because Muhammad Ali was like, nah, man, why would I go fight for their freedom when I'm oppressed here? So why do I want to go to war with China? Let alone what would happen? We're going to get into a conventional war? How? How are we going to get it? How's that going to work? We're just going to ship a bunch of people and do D-Day landing in Shanghai? What? And by the way, last time we fought China, their technique was during the Korean War in the 1950s. Their technique was essentially Zerg Rush. We're just going to throw bullet sponges at you. And we were forced to retreat. And finally, what's his name? MacArthur came up with these like super clever stuff, and he wanted to use nukes, so Truman fired him, and we were able to like fight it to a tie. In fact, that war's actually not over. It's just a ceasefire, which kind of partly explains why North Korea is like full retard. I'm not saying it's better over whatever. I'm just saying, like, what's the purpose here? Conventional war? Okay, let's say we do get our I'm not sure. Like, I don't really know. I do know about China is that they have three basic levels of military. It was like frontline, like alpha. I think they like call them ABC, and the A units are like comparable to American technology and training. B, like National Guard. And then C is like, hey, everybody in this village has an AK. Something like that. I don't know exactly. I'm not an expert in this. I don't know. I question our military's ability to fight a conventional war of, like that. They did great against Saddam Hussein in the desert, which is like the best place for our kind of military. Open tanks and aviation, huge advantage for China's not all like that, for one thing. But secondly, we've kind of safe spaced and snowflaked our military, and I feel like, I don't know, it seems to me that I don't know that they're in our citizens are not very, they don't have a lot of fortitude. I don't know. I'm not sure that we could even, like, first of all, we got less combat possible men and women. They don't even have to, like, they have surpluses of these things, of people. We don't. To us, it's like every life is meaningful. I'm not sure they are. And so in a conventional level and the production capabilities, are we going to be able to get into a war of attrition with them on a, we're like the Confederacy. They're like the North. We're like Germany. They're like the Allies. Like we have our individual soldiers may be better. I don't know. Maybe our tanks might be better and we might have a lot more, like they have like 10 okay tanks and we have 30 awesome super duper tanks, but they can make 10 tanks a day and we can make 3 tanks a month. That's basically like what happened to Nazi Germany. They lost because they couldn't produce enough stuff. Yeah, partly because of cultural issues that they have where it's like for whatever reason they engineer things a certain way and it's not the correct way to do modern war, where you need a lot of a mediocre thing. We don't do that. We've changed to like, we not only did we take their combat tactics, which are very effective, like small unit tactics, operational tactics, which are very good. The Russians just copied their tactics against them and were able to like execute it better than them because they had more stuff. Okay. Well, I mean, our soldiers are more experienced. We've been at war now nonstop forever. They haven't. That's an advantage. They might be able to produce more mediocre. They might be able to make more Shermans than we can Tigers and we're host. Well, one of our Abrams can kill 5 of their tanks. Yeah, but for every one we build, they build 20. It doesn't matter. Like, can we? Can we turn around and tell the American people, like, all right, it's austerity time. Like, no more Walmart. You only get, like, 10 pounds of sugar a month. You only get, like, oh, you need a new pair of shoes? You better get some duct tape. Like, you've used your allocation of tires, bro.
What do you mean?
You only get one set of tires every 5 years now because we're at war with China. Whatever it is, like, you need to start planning Liberty Guards. How long does that work? How long is an American public fat, happy, including myself in this, and like so used to comfort that the slightest discomfort probably caused them to like revolt?
They'll do what they're told.
Yeah. How's that working? I mean, the coronavirus thing, they're able to, like, scare them. Like, you're going to die if you go outside. But this is not going to be that. They're not it's just, historically speaking, it's not likely to work for very long. At the end of the Second World War, I am convinced, I know that there were American and British generals that wanted to just plow straight into the Soviets. And, like, first of all, we made a deal, and second of all, we can't. Like, our home, like, the amount of support we're getting, home is dwindling. That was for the Second World War, where we really thought, like, oh, we're hosed. We're going to be speaking Japanese in San Francisco and German in New York. And even that was like, ah, time to quit. There were unions that were striking. I'm just saying, like, I don't know about conventional war. And oh, by the way, nuclear powers don't have conventional wars. It's nuclear war. So every time I hear war with China, I'm like, are you trying to commit suicide? I know Europeans love to commit suicide. I don't know what it is about people of European descent that makes them want to kill themselves, but they do. And they don't just do it on an individual level. They'll do it on a country level. Like Napoleon. Like, oh, I'm going to invade Russia. Like, dude, stop. There's this, like, ever-expanding thing that a lot of these empires have done. By the way, China didn't. China was doing that. And there was some point where they went, okay, we've gone far enough. We're going to establish a stable system. And this happens in, like, Marco Polo time or something. I don't know. Like, that they just decided that their society was going to be static. They were happy where they were. And they just sort of stopped being innovative. And they stopped, like, they invent things like printable press and gunpowder and rockets and, like, these weird rocket-propelled arrow things and all manner of things. And then they just go, no, we're done. We're closing off our border. We're ignoring the world. And we're just going to do us. And I think they realized, like, someone went, look, this expansionist thing, it leads to destruction. If we model ourselves this way, eventually we'll peak. And then we'll rescind. And then, like, what happened to the Roman Empire? What happened to Napoleon? What happened to the Nazis? What's kind of happening to our empire today? There's people that think we're on, you know, I mean, reading about how is America like the fall of the Roman Empire my entire life in 44, right? But the Roman Empire hasn't fallen a day. It is like a slow decay, and then eventually just one day you're like, our border used to be over here, now it's over here. I used to have this much money in food, now I have this much money in food. And then the other thing is, anyway, beside the point, but nuclear war? We're going to go to nuclear war? Not a good idea. Imagine this. Imagine, like, okay, we go to war with China and we beat their butt. Like, our tanks roll over their tanks. Our troops are better than their troops. Our jets shoot their jets down. Our Navy sinks their Navy. Actually, I do think our Navy would just sink their Navy in, like, a day. But whatever. We defeat their Navy. Now they're, like, just landlocked, and we're just doing what we will to them as we want to. And we start getting close to Beijing, and we're like, yay. Why wouldn't they use nukes? If they look at that and they go, these people aren't dumb. They're going to look at it and they're going to go, look, we're about to be defeated. We got two choices. We can surrender, and their terms are the same terms they gave the Nazis. So, you know, the leaders are like, oh, they're going to hang us. Oh, we're dead. So they're not going to want to do that, right? You want to surrender if you know you're going to get hung? No. They're going to go launch the nukes. We got nothing to lose. They're coming for us. And they can spin that any way they want. They'll be like, they're going to, like, kill us. They're going to make us their slaves. Never. Nuke them. And then they nuke us, and we nuke them back. And God knows. Right? So I think it's a bad idea. I don't think I'm taking, like, a very controversial stand. And then I think it's a bad idea to go to war with China. I think it's a bad idea to go to war with anybody. You got to have a good reason. They have to really have done something. real. Not just like, I cheated you on this deal. Ha ha ha. Like, just change the deal. Anyway, thanks for listening. War is bad and okay. Didn't you watch Platoon? Man. Dude, you need to take some shrooms, man. Some acid, man. You see that, like, we're all in this together, man. We're like, oh, one big thing. No, I don't want to get killed. I don't want my kids to die in China. I don't want my friend to die in a war that's like... they don't... Dude, and if it's trade disputes, just play the trade game. Because... Anyway. Because you might as well. Instead of just getting a bunch of people killed, including them. I don't want them to die. I don't hate them intrinsically for any reason. They don't really do much to it. They steal tech secrets from billionaires. And to some degree, I don't know how much I care. So you want to, like, have unlicensed Microsoft products? In fact, please do. Is there anything you can do to kind of disarm ours? These guys aren't good actors. They're not doing good stuff. So, no war with China. Thanks for listening. Bye.